T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're very happy to welcome in the extremely busy at this time of year, Matt Miller, NFL Draft lead writer for Bleacher Report. Follow him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout and download his podcast, the Stick to Football Podcast, with new episodes each Wednesday. Check out episode 1 with quarterback Mitch Trubisky and get ready for episode 2 featuring Ohio State's human joystick, Curtis Samuel. God, I love that. Download and subscribe on iTunes. Or tune in. Matt, good morning, and thank you for your time. Let's jump right into this. The thought process is Myles Garrett, number one, to Cleveland. What do you think San Francisco is going to do at number two?
Guys, I've had a hard time figuring this one out because they could go so many directions, and I really feel like this is a bad year to have the number two overall pick because the positions we normally value, quarterback, left tackle, defensive end, there's not one that you would take high this year. So what I ended up doing in my final mock draft that's going to come out tomorrow morning, I went with Jamal Adams from LSU at that number two spot, which may be a huge surprise to people. I think he's one of the best players in the draft. I think he comes in and is an immediate impact. Not only is he the safest pick in the draft, but I think he could be early on in his career a Pro Bowler, an All-Pro, someone who can really change your defense from that safety spot.
Matt, when you take a look at Solomon, the young man from Stanford, when you talk about a guy that could play the 3, the 5, the wide 9, is he the most complete game-ready defensive lineman, or where do you rank him in this draft?
Yeah, I think that he is, just because of the versatility, the athleticism, the production, and also the upside, you know, which is basically scouting, you know, when you put all these things together. But I think most importantly, it's the, you know, the personal character that you know that you're getting a guy who is going to be great in the locker room. He's going to give you very good effort, you know, to play through injuries, to be a fighter on the edge of the line. But then also, when you have someone that big who is that fast, and you know from trying to block guys like that, it's a very, very hard thing to deal with because they can beat you with length, or they can beat you with speed, or they can drop those hips and beat you with power. So I think that's what makes him such an intriguing prospect, is he could stand up and play outside linebacker. He could put his hand in the dirt and play DN. You could move him all over the line because of the tools he brings to the table.
A lot of talk leading up to this draft about Mitchell Trubisky being possibly the number two pick overall to the Niners. Do you think he will still be the first quarterback taken, or has all of this been a giant smokescreen and that Deshaun Watson will, in fact, be the first QB off the board?
I think there's still some debate about which one it will be. I went with Trubisky as the first quarterback off the board. I had the Browns trading up to get him at pick number 6, which I think is incredibly possible, you know, as of right now. Watson, you know, there are teams that love Deshaun Watson. There are teams that think he's a second-round player. You know, so it's like there's this big divide, and I think some of it is you talk to a team that needs a quarterback, they don't love Deshaun Watson. You talk to a team that, you know, doesn't have one or doesn't need a guy who can play right away, and they really like him. So there's definitely this gap out there of opinions on him. And it's, you know, last year with Jared Goff, I know people have backed off this now, but a year ago, everyone liked this kid as the number one quarterback in the draft. And this year, we really don't have that, whether it's Trubisky or Pat Mahomes or Watson or Davis Webb or Deshaun Kaiser. Like, there is, like, no one that everyone agrees on right now.
NFL Draft lead writer for Bleacher Report, Matt Miller, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. For your purely selfish gambling reasons, how many quarterbacks do you see going in the first round?
I went with 4, which I think the over-under is 3.5.
That's
right?
An over right there, Matt.
Yeah, so I go over on that. Yeah, and, you know, it's probably going to take a trade up late first round, but I expect Trubisky, Watson, Mahomes come off the board in the top 15, and then maybe someone comes back in to get Davis Webb. So, hey, Vegas is, they're on the money with this one, putting it at 3.5. They know, which, you know, that there's a great possibility someone doesn't trade back up to get that fourth quarterback.
Oh, they're not comping my room at the Venetian because they like my smile, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, you see what I'm dealing with here, Matt. Straight degenerate mode right now with a day.
Dibs, it's not gambling if you know you're going to win. I've tried to explain that to you.
It's just purely an investment. Matt, the Raiders gambling ostensibly on Marshawn Lynch. The expectation is today that he'll officially ink his deal. What does that do to their draft board, and where do you think they go with their first-round selection?
Man, it shouldn't change the draft board at all. I love Marshawn. I know he's an Oakland guy, so the city's very welcoming. I'm still not sure who he is this year. Like, you know, is this a publicity thing or is this a football thing? Is he actually going to come in and be, you know, ready to go? Is he going to be an impact? So I would still look at this as you still need to add a running back. Unless you feel great about Jalen Richard and DeAndre Washington and Taylor Jones, I guess. Like, that's not a great running back depth chart. So I would still look at, you know, round three maybe is where I would grab a running back, maybe someone like Deontay Foreman, maybe Kareem Hunt out of Toledo, maybe Samaje Perine from Oklahoma. Like, I think there's still a need for running back. And I'll tell you guys, I've said this before, I think on your show and on Twitter as well, that the Raiders spent a lot of time with Joe Mixon out of Oklahoma, more time than probably any other team, in fact. So I would say there's a good chance that, and I know they've had a history of not taking players with abuse against women in the past. They have spent way too much time on this kid for there to at least not be some strong consideration for the pick.
Matt Miller, Bleacher Report, Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Garyon Conley, the cornerback out of Ohio State, considered by many to be a first rounder, but the news comes out yesterday of the sexual assault investigation taking place in Cleveland from an incident that occurred in the middle of April. What do you see happening to his draft stock come tomorrow night?
Right now, I have him undrafted. It's such a difficult situation, and you try to divide the football versus the person, and it's really hard to do. If it's true, you know, hopefully he's locked up, and who cares about football? If it's not true, if the allegations aren't true, this is crushing for his career because he's going to go from a top 15 draft pick to potentially undrafted. And it reminds me of Lyle Collins. You know, in 2015, we all thought he was the top 20 player. The week before the draft, police wanted to talk to him about a young lady who had been murdered. They weren't saying he was a suspect. They just wanted to talk to him. It somehow blew up into this thing where he was a suspect and he went undrafted. So it's a really difficult thing to try to gauge where a guy like that's drafted. Hopefully within the next 24 hours, there's going to be some kind of clarity on, you know, if he is considered a suspect, if he's a person of interest, or if he's been cleared of any wrongdoing. Hopefully, you know, the Cleveland Police Department and the NFL can get to the bottom of it.
On the subject of players who have had some trouble in their past, Joe Mixon, it seems that a lot of people are coming around to the fact that maybe Mixon will be taken in the second round. Where do you have him going, and how much does his off-field issues still daunt him?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's going to be a team-by-team thing. There are going to be teams that have a hard line against, you know, abuse against women and say, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how remorseful you are. It doesn't matter what she did or if she did anything to provoke you. We're not going to draft you. There are going to be other teams that say, 3 years ago, he's shown remorse. He settled the issue. You know, they released a joint statement this past week, he and the female that were involved. And we feel like he's grown up and he's a different guy, and he's also a hell of a football player, so we're going to draft him. So I think he comes off the board in the second round. You know, it's probably in that range of Cincinnati, New Orleans, Philadelphia, you know, right there at the top of round two, maybe Minnesota at 48. And I also would not rule out Oakland at 56 if somehow he's still on the board.
Matt, final question for you. Biggest surprise you could see happening in the first round? I know that might be a surprise of a question for you, so if you need a second to process it, I'll just keep talking to make it seem like it's a long-winded question as I'm doing right now. But if you see a big surprise shaking down in tomorrow's first round, what do you think that might be?
I think the biggest surprise will be the Browns trading up to get Mitch Trubisky, making sure they get both guys they want, Myles Garrett and Mitch Trubisky, in the top 10 of the draft. They have so many picks they can move this year, next year. They got a second-round pick just for taking on Brock Osweiler. They can flip that to a team like the Jets and go up and get the guy they really want in Mitch Trubisky.
Follow him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. This is his time of year. Matt Miller, NFL Draft lead writer for Bleacher Report. Check out his podcast, the Stick to Football podcast. New episodes each Wednesday. Episode 1 with Mitch Trubisky. Get ready for episode 2 with Ohio State's human joystick, Curtis Samuel. Subscribe on iTunes or tune in. Matt Miller with Joe Lowe and Dibs. Matt, we know you're busy. Thank you so much for your time today. Good luck with everything tomorrow night. We look forward to catching up again soon.
All right, thanks, Phil.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.